was, to put it simply, on. I was connected, yes, but connected to what? I'd read a few articles about big factory-sized data centers filled with hard drives, invariably someplace far away. I'd unplugged and plugged back in my fair share of broken cable modems behind the couch. But beyond that, my map of the internet was blank as the ocean sea was to Columbus. That disconnect, if I can use that word, startled me. The internet is the single biggest technological construction of our daily existence. It is vivid and alive on the screens all around us, as boisterous as a bustling human city. 2 billion people use the internet in some form every day. Yet physically speaking, it is utterly disembodied, a featureless expanse, all ether, no net. In the F. Scott Fitzgerald story, My Lost City, the protagonist climbs to the top of the Empire State Building and recognizes, crestfallen, that his city had limits. And with the awful realization that New York was a city after all and not a universe, the whole shining edifice that he'd reared in his imagination came crashing to the ground. I realized that my internet had limits too. Yet, oddly, they weren't abstract limits, but physical ones. My internet was in pieces, literally. It had parts and places. It was even